This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis. Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about, well, we talk about the outdoors. We talk about fishing, hunting, and, of course, the great outdoors. And you're running the show today. No special guests. We just want to welcome you to the show and say, hey, it's early. It's raining. We know you're sleepy, but it's rockfish season. It's turkey season, and it's time to get up and listen to the radio before you go out. Pretty quick, pretty easy, pretty, you know, exactly. Exactly. You know, so, hey, if you're headed out there, though, if you're headed out there to the turkey woods and you want to get in there, well, if you're still in your vehicle, rather than, you know, crouched in some ground blind somewhere or, you know, on your way in, give us a call here if you're on your way. 410-WCBM-680 is the phone number, 410-922-6680 for the alphabetically challenged. And we will be more than glad to take your call here. If you happen to be at home, have a landline. I don't know too many people who have a landline anymore, but if you do, you can call here toll-free if you're outside the Baltimore dialing area, and that's an 800 number, 800-WCBM-680, 800-922-6680. No big fishing adventures for me this week, I didn't get to do any turkey hunting, but that's okay. I've been working, been all over the state working for the Ellis Outdoors, my company, working for, the Maryland Loves Crabs and Maryland Hunting Quarterly Magazines. We're going to do something I don't think we've ever done, and that's put two magazines out in the space of a month. So we've got our designer working diligently to get all the advertising done, and we're getting some new businesses in. It's going to be pretty exciting to us to see all the new ads of folks that are advertising with our magazines and bringing you more information, as we always do, good, accurate, and interesting and entertaining information in the magazines. Photos for Maryland Loves Crabs and the Maryland Hunting Quarterly can be emailed to me at ellis@ellisoutdoors, as can any requests or any comments about the radio show. ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, the ellisoutdoors.com website, is the host of the Outdoors and Radio Show. It talks, there's a lot on there that probably needs updated with my bio and all that stuff, and how I grew up and that type of thing. There's some pictures on there of some people I've had my picture taken with through the years. I was looking at the news last evening and noticed that our president, Donald J. Trump, had spoken to the National Rifle Association yesterday, and saw on stage with him Wayne LaPierre. I've got a photo of Wayne and I there from when I worked in Washington those days. And, you know, I've had a very interesting life, let's put it that way, of things that I've done in the outdoors. I've worked for big companies. I've worked for nonprofits. I've worked for retail stores. But what I really love to do is work for myself and work towards the future with Robin and I. So that's what I'm doing. That's what we're doing. We're building up the magazines and hoping to make that making that the deal. So anyway, part of that is this radio show, brought to you by our fine sponsors who I work with, and I'm the one that goes and sees them every couple of weeks usually, and have a conversation with them. I know all these folks, and I know their business a little bit, and I know you know, what they do and what they sell, and that the fact that they're advertised on this show is a testament to the fact that you folks are the ones that continue to patronize their businesses. So we appreciate that. So let's get to it. A lot of news this week. And people say, why do you talk about the bad guys out there? Why do you talk about the violators? Well, I believe this. I believe that there's no news when somebody's obeying the law and doing the ethical thing and doing the right thing. What's the news? But there are people out there who want to exploit our natural resources and want to take advantage of the wildlife that we all pursue, we all love. And those people that are doing the wrong thing just to kill something, for some reason, God knows why, have a lack of skills, in my opinion. They might be able to shoot a gun, but they're not able to call a turkey, for example. You know, and if they think they can call a turkey, they think that they need to keep the turkeys in the area where they hunt by use of bait. Well, that's not necessarily true. Do your scouting. Do your homework. Don't hunt over bait. Don't take unfair advantage of any critter that you're taking. On the other hand, deer hunting, baiting is legal. It's not legal with waterfowl, game birds usually, turkey especially. So, you know, when you do it and you get caught at it, don't complain about it. Pay your bill and pay your fine and go on with your life and learn your lesson. That's the way I look at it. There's been a fair amount of turkey baiting going on here. Opening day of spring, wild turkey season. Last Tuesday, that would have been the 18th, officers on patrol at 6:30 a.m. in Washington County issued citations to a Hagerstown man after finding cracked corn spread in front of his hunting blind. Willis Wayne Kesserling, 68 years old, older than me, was charged with hunting turkeys with the aid of bait and hunting turkeys with an unplugged shotgun. Prepaid fines total $750. If he chooses to contest the charges, Washington County District Court on June 21st, and he's found guilty, he could face a fine up to $4,000. An officer on patrol in Montgomery County before the opening of turkey season noticed a ground blind at the edge of a grassy field in the feed block, filled with seed nearby. He also noticed two turkeys near the baited area. The officer returned Tuesday, the opening day, found Jeffrey Michael Tokar, 55, of Gaithersburg, in the blind with a shotgun and a turkey call. Mr. Tokar was charged with hunting wild turkeys with the aid of bait and hunting forest game with a shotgun holding more than three shells. The prepaid fines are $750. However, if he chooses to contest the charges in Montgomery County District Court on June 6th, he's found guilty. He could face a fine up to $3,000. Now, this past week, a West Virginia man's been arrested and charged. Oh, that's something else. Hold on. Using information gathered by Natural One, the department's helicopter, officers charged four men with illegally hunting turkeys in Caroline County. Thank God that the helicopter's still here. The Budget Committee cut it from public funds. Maryland Hunting Coalition went to work. Went to work to try and save the department's helicopter. We found another way. Last Saturday, officers set up surveillance near an area baited for turkeys and issued a citation to Marlon Ray Lapp, 19 years old and from Gordonville, Pennsylvania, for hunting turkey with the aid of bait in Caroline County. On April 18th at 6 a.m., officers saw two men begin to hunt an area baited for turkey near Preston. They issued citations for Terry Dixon Colby, 58, of Southington, Connecticut, and David Lloyd Fluharty, 70-year-old man, baiting turkeys of Laurel, Delaware. Same morning, officers conducting surveillance of an area near Wood Wharf Road saw a man walk into the woods and enter a hunting blind that overlooked the bait. Michael B. Steakin, 54, Preston, received a citation for illegally hunting over bait. All four men are scheduled to appear in Caroline County District Court. Found guilty, the fine would be $500. I'll tell you guys, we got a little theme song for guys that poach game. Here it is. Baiting turkeys. We have plenty of people out there that hunt turkeys with a bow and arrow. You guys got to rely on bait. Give me a break. But I had enough to buy bait. All right. That's enough. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. What's your opinion on hunting turkeys over bait? I can't imagine that it would be favorable, but let's hear from you. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. While we're waiting for your call, let me tell you about our buddies down at Papa John's Farm. I occasionally hunt with these guys, and tell you, good waterfowl hunters, no bait necessary. Now, with good calling and marking the X spot, that's for sure. Hey, if you like gardening, I recommend Schillinger's, Papa John's Farm in Severn, just off I-97. Papa John's greenhouses are bursting with beautiful plants and flowers. Annuals by the pack or flat perennials by the pot. Bedding plants and planters and hanging baskets, too. Colorful pansies, impatiens, and petunias. They even carry the proven winter specialty plants. Saw that truck going up the highway the other day. Proven winter specialty plants. Papa John's Farm has all the veggies, too. The vegetable plants for your garden. Tasty tomatoes, squash, onions, watermelon, cantaloupe. Makes my mouth water. 10 varieties of hot peppers and all the herbs that you like. Papa John's Farm is located just off I-97 at exit 12. That's 8029 New Cut Road in Severn. You can drive right to the greenhouses. That's 8029 New Cut Road. You can drive right to the greenhouses. Make your selections. You can call 410-969-5909. And listen, think about flowers and plants from Papa John's Farm for your garden or for your church or for Mother's Day, which is coming up on May 14th. Phone number again, 410-969-5909. Papa John's is open every day. Visit Schillinger Papa John's Farm. It'll grow on you. Gun owners, nearby the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore has a full-service facility and gun ranges that offer all you need to enjoy your firearms and to become a better shooter. The AGC on Marriottsville Road has a 50-yard handgun range, 100 and 200-yard multi-purpose ranges, a trap range, and much more. It's where I shoot. No matter what you shoot, from rimfire to muzzleloader to hunting rifles and modern sporting rifles, the AGC offers it all. Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck blinds dealer. Check the Redneck blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carry nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner. Liner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Holsom Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCPM.
Now we got along, my life was real sunny, but only one thing would ruin our fun. But you worship money, and you got mad when I offered you none.
Where are you tonight? Why did you leave me here all alone? I searched the world over, and I thought I'd found true love. You met another, and you was gone.
Ah, you remember those days? That was a fun time. You remember Junior Samples? Remember Junior Samples? BR549. Ross in Pasadena, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing very well.
Good.
And I just want you and the listeners to know that I'm behind you 100%. I'm retired federal law enforcement, and just keep up the good work.
Oh, wait till you hear the next story.
Great. I'm sure you're going to have many calls after I hang up.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see. There's some pretty active federal investigations going on right now that border on almost illegal search and seizure. I can't get into it right now, but I got the scoop that the feds from the lower shore they're being very, very aggressive.
Good.
I don't know if it's good or not.
That's true. I haven't heard the other side.
No, you haven't heard the other side of the story. Nor have I heard from them. But I've heard from some of the people that they've been investigating, and you know, basically accusing people of crimes that the federal crimes that they have not committed.
Well, I don't like that at all. So, I've never done that in my life.
No.
But you know, I've actually enjoyed hearing them put out like that over the years. Listening to you, I thought, oh God, what a godsend to have him on.
Well, you know, I mean, look, there's
put the names out. Get them on the air. I'd just enjoy hearing it.
There's bad apples out there, and look, I'm not doing anything that DNR already didn't do. This is all public information.
Right.
You know, it's through the courts.
You wouldn't be doing it. I know that.
You know, I mean, I couldn't do that. So.
Right.
You got it. All right, buddy. Well, I appreciate the call. Thanks for the support, Ross. Appreciate it.
Take care.
All right, buddy.
Right,
bye-bye. It's true. So, this might take a minute. Captain Don from Pasadena actually sent this to me the other day and said, didn't know if you saw this or not. Well, continued enforcement at Fishing Creek Bridge in Dorchester County and the Bill Burton Fishing Pier State Park in Talbot County this past week resulted in 24 freshwater anglers receiving citations and 213 striped bass being seized. Last Sunday at midnight, just after midnight, officers seized 83 striped bass from a vehicle leaving Fishing Creek Bridge and charged four men. A pretty good night, 20-some fish apiece. Julio Mauricio Bacadino Moran, 22 of Greensboro, North Carolina. Luis Galeano Bacudano, 18 of Silver Springs. Samuel Nolasco Pacheco, 33 of Lanham. And Javier Reyes, 33 of Mount Rainier. were each charged with possessing undersized striped bass, possessing striped bass in a prohibited area, possessing fish over the limit, and possessing striped bass outside the legal time. Each charge carries a maximum fine of $1,500. About the same time, another vehicle was stopped leaving the bridge with 12 striped bass inside, and the three occupants were charged with three fishing violations each. Ivan Alexis Interio Gladimez, 21, of Germantown, Natividad Interniero Gladimez, 44, and Emilio Sanchez Ventra, 24, both of Gaithersburg. On Monday, about 3:30 a.m., officers stopped a vehicle leaving the bridge and found numerous fish in a cooler. The driver was instructed to pull off at a safer area so that citations could be written. As the vehicle drove to the area, someone began throwing fish from the passenger side of the window. Manuel Barona Cruz, 33, of Temple Hill, and Angie Campos Aviria, 31, of Alexandria, Virginia, reached charged with possessing undersized striped bass, possessing striped bass in a prohibited area, possessing fish over the limit. Cruz was also charged with possessing striped bass outside the legal hours. 23 striped bass were seized from a second vehicle containing Moises de Jesus Marano Canales, 36, and Maria Johanna Barahona Cruz, 34, both of Oxon Hill. Canales received 4 citations for illegal fishing, and Cruz received 3. About the same time, officers charged 5 men and seized 62 striped bass as they left the bridge. Daniel Escobar Alvarado, 33, Ana Cuellar, Jimenez, 42, Genesis Ivania Cuellar, 22, Jose Roberto Mandrano, 20, and John Bredek Mandrano Canales, 27, of Temple Hill. They each received 4 citations. On Saturday night, just before midnight, officers stopped a vehicle with 5 Silver Spring passengers and found 26 striped bass inside. Hector Samuel Martinez Caprio, 37, Esvin Lionel Nejera Bueco, 22, Edison Lionel Bueco Luch, 22, Ferdi Maceo Bueco Luch, 24, and Raul Antonio Bueco Berganza, 28, each received 3 citations for illegal fishing. All 21 defendants are scheduled to appear in Dorchester County District Court on July 19th. The maximum fine for each charge is $1,500. And then, 2 Virginia men were charged Wednesday with illegal fishing at the Fishing Creek Bridge in Dorchester County. Jose Arnaldo Portillo Vasquez, 63, Medrano Ernesto Isabel, 45, both of Reston, Virginia, were seen catching fish and then hiding them by 2 officers on surveillance. The officers found 12 undersized striped bass and wrote each man citations for keeping undersized fish, possessing too many striped bass and fishing for striped bass in a prohibited area. They're due to appear in Dorchester County District Court. If found guilty of all 3 charges, each man could be fined a maximum of $4,500. And then on last Sunday, shortly after midnight, officers on surveillance patrol at Fishing Creek Bridge saw 2 men catching and hiding striped bass. Officers found 18 fish. Sergio DeMartos, 37, of Hyattsville, and Felipe Orduno Zamudo, of 35, of Chevrolet, each received citations for possession of undersized striped bass and possession over the legal limit. Zamudio also received a citation for fishing without a license. They're all scheduled to appear in Dorchester County District Court on June 21st. If found guilty, each man could be fined up to $3,000. You know, I'd like to have a reporter on June 21st show up in Dorchester County District Court and see exactly what these guys are actually fined. How many of them show up? How many of them have the money to pay the fine? What do you think? I don't know. Here we go.
They're coming to America. Never looking back again. They're coming to America.
You know, we do have laws here. We're a nation built on the rule of law.
So far away.
I hope you're finding that out.
We're traveling light today.
Hope you're telling your buddies. Amigos.
In the eye of the storm. Home.
I like to see the NRP pull up and hear the comments. Kind of like Speedy Gonzales in those old cartoons, don't you think? You see a pattern here? Little Neil Diamond for you.
Everywhere around the world, they come to America.
The fishing is good.
Every time that flag
bueno.
Unfurled, they come to America. Got a dream to take them there.
Mucho El Stripo Basso.
Got a dream they come to share.
Yeah, they're dreamers. All right, enough of that. 410 WCBM 680. I think we have a theme here of poaching today for some reason. Can't imagine why. I don't know. There's plenty of other good stuff out there on the DNR website. You know, Captain Don asked me to talk about the Honga River, and I think I might have shared a few things from the Honga River. I was down by there the other day, down past Goody's Marine, and I used to fish with Tommy Goody on a fairly regular basis 30 years ago, you know, 30 years ago. He was operating the business on a Tandy computer at the time. Remember those? Yeah. And he was learning it 30 years ago. I mean, I give him all the credit in the world, you know, a Tandy. That was one of the first ones, wasn't it? I mean, I know Apple was out there but Tandy was the first commercial one available. What, Radio Shack, I guess, something like that. Anyway, I remember those days, you know, and Tommy and I would get together. We'd get a bucket of English's chicken. Yeah, right there, Dorchester, you know, right there in Cambridge, where I think the wall was there now. I think that's where English's was, right. I mean, you get a bucket of chicken, you go on a fishing trip, it don't get much better than that in the evening, you know, in summertime, especially when the fishing's good. Yeah. So our goal was to catch the big tide runner sea trout, you know, weak fish, yellow trout, yellow fins, whatever you call them. But we'd take about an ounce and a half bucktail. Round head, bucktail, you know, just deer hair on there. Put a plastic worm on it, purple worm, red worm, something like that. Sometimes I would, you know, look at different types of shad that were available back in that day, and I'd put red shad, you know, like a big 6-inch red shad on there. You know, they troll with shad now all over the place. You're in 80 feet of water in some places out there. The fish were suspended at about 30 or so. And, I mean, Tommy knew evenings that the tide would change and, those fish would start moving in. And we'd drop our baits down, count them down to 30 feet, 40 feet, wherever the fish were, you know, were being hit on, seen on the graph. And stick them in a rod holder and wait. Oh, the key was you had to tip that, though, with a piece of crab, piece of peeler crab. You know, so you put your ounce and a half bucktail, round head, bucktail, worm or shad, and then a piece of peeler on that thing. And, I mean, it would... You might only catch 4 or 5 a night. You might catch 50. Not all big ones, but you might catch that many fish. And it was nothing but fun. When a big tide runner trout gets on there that's 8, 9, 10 pounds, that's a big trout. That's a big trout. My biggest one was 13. That was from Delaware Bay. But these big fish were in there all the time and you know, mixed with bluefish sometimes. Striped bass moratorium was on. We had no access to striped bass. We never caught one. You know, they just weren't there. We did catch some smallish bluefish from time to time. I mean, you know, 7, 8, 9 pound bluefish. Man, it was quite a trip. And Tommy knew how to negotiate the channels out of that Honga and, you know, get out to the mouth of the river there, you know, where it touched the bay. And we just had a magnificent time. Now, right now, if you go to the DNR Water Access page and click on Dorchester County, you'll see on the map the boat ramps that you can use. I think there are 4 of them to access the Honga River. There's one at Fishing Creek. There's one at near Goody's. What's the name of that area? Let me go there. Hold on. Let me go check on that just a second here. Boating. You go to the boating page on DNR. And let's see. Well, interesting. There it is. Access and ramps. Maryland's online water access card. It's an interactive map. You click on the county of your choice. There, I clicked on Dorchester County. It outlines it. The map of Dorchester County comes up, and it says Honga River, Tyler's Cove, Golden Hill, Asquith Island, Cannon Road, and Hoopersville, which is Hooper's Island, basically. And if you happen to click on that icon there, it takes you right to the definition or the description of the boat ramp. It says Dorchester County, Muddy Hook Creek, Hoopersville Road, Fishing Creek, Maryland. Directions on how to get there, the owner and manager's phone, the email address of the director, and comments. There's additional parking at the park with a pavilion across the road. Please note the trash service is temporary. The ramp surface is concrete. Large boats is intended as a general reference to ramp capacity. Vessels less than 16 feet in length are considered small, and those greater than 16 feet are large, and then on it goes down. And you can do this with every boat ramp, every boat launch site in Maryland. It's called the Maryland Water Access Guide. Online water access guide. And let's say you wanted to fish freshwater. Let's look at Carroll County, for example. There's Liberty Reservoir boat ramp. There's Piney Run Park boat ramp. There's Double Pipe Creek Park. And there's the Haps Mill Road put-in area. Some of these are just for kayaks only. So if you're a kayaker and you're looking for new places, hit that water access map. Maryland's Online Water Access Guide is what it's called. It's on the boating pages, and just Google boat ramps. I mean, go on the DNR site and search boat ramps. It'll take you right there, no question about it. So, hey, if you want to go fishing, though, I know who has all the bait and tackle you could need, want, or imagine, and that's Clyde Sports Shop. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, there just off Beltway Exit 9. Good guys. Rod and reel repair, new line for your reels if you want. They've got all the live bait, all the frozen bait, all the crabbing supplies, all the crab bait, the traps, the pots, the nets, the trot lines, the steamers, the seasoning, you name it, for fishing and crabbing. Got all the rockfish trolling lures. They've got the small baits for the crappies and the perch and the, you know, any kind of trout or freshwater pan fish you want to go for. If you want a bottom fish, they got the top and bottom rigs for, you know, fishing for perch in the bay. They got all the rockfish stuff, I think I said that, for all seasons. You get the point. If it's fishing or crabbing, it's Clyde's. 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. Got something in my throat this morning for some reason. Just kind of clear it out there. Sorry. Phone number's 410-242-6108. And they have a 24-hour fishing hotline. That phone number there is 247-3474. 247-FISH is an easy way to remember that. 410 area code. Clyde's. You'll like them.
WCBM, Baltimore.
Near record high temperatures possible for us today. Mix of clouds and sun and hot. A stray late day shower storm possible with a high around 90. Mid-60s tonight. Widely scattered showers and storms possible Sunday. Otherwise, partly to mostly cloudy skies and cooler. High temperatures tomorrow afternoon in the mid-70s. Showers and thunderstorms late Monday with high temperatures in the low 80s. Sunny skies for Tuesday. High temperatures again, lower 80s. I'm meteorologist Ken Boone from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBS.
Bay Country Bakery in Cambridge serves not only a great breakfast from 6 to 10 a.m. Monday through Friday and all day Saturday, but has some of the most delicious fresh-baked donuts, pastries, cookies, and breads on the Eastern Shore. Now, I don't go through the fast food or the chain store drive-thru when I'm on Route 50 heading to the marsh or going fishing. Oh, no, I'm patient, but my mouth and my belly can't wait to stop at Bay Country Bakery for a donut or two and a fresh cup of Rise Up coffee. I just look for the big donut on the side of the bakery, and from 11 till 2, you can grab a tasty lunch, too. Dave and Gina Levy, your hosts, are trained chefs and strive to bring you the best. Bay Country Bakery is located at 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think Big Donut. Visit their website or like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery, and be sure to stop by and say hello. Maybe you'll see me there. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
For great fishing tackle, crabbing supplies, and up-to-date fishing and crabbing information, I recommend Fish Bones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena. To get there, take Route 100 to the end. Hop on Mountain Road towards Gibson Island. Go 2.5 miles to 4729 Mountain Road. All you need for any type of fishing, crabbing, and the best fishing report on the Mid-Bay. Fish Bones also carries the best stainless steel crab steamers you'll ever find. Call 410-360-0573, 410-360-0573, for Fish Bones Bait and Tackle in Pasadena.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Solo Cup is the best receptacle for barbecues, tailgates, fairs, and festivals. And you, sir, do not have a pair of testicles if you prefer drinking from glass. Hey, your Red Solo Cup is cheap and disposable. In 14 years, they are decomposable. And unlike my home, they are not foreclosable. Freddie Mac kissed my ass. Woo!
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up. Let's have a party. Let's have a party. I love you, Red Solo Cup. I lift you up. Proceed to party. Proceed to party.
Somebody's having a party. Is that you in there, Chris, having a party? What are you doing? Having a party and didn't invite me. I see. All right. Well, how about our listeners? Did you invite them to call 410-WCBM-680? Any comments on anything we've talked about here this morning, folks? Come on. Hey, are you seeing a pattern down here in Fishing Creek and Bilberton Fishing Pier? I can't imagine 21 guys on the bridge at the same time with 200 and some illegal rock. Oh, I can imagine it. I mean, it's, you know, it's certainly available there. But wouldn't you think after a while, after weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks and weeks, that the word would get back to the community that, hey, they're watching you? I'm just asking. I'm just asking a question. And I talked to the folks down on Hooper's Island. I was down there on, what day was I down there? Wednesday, maybe? Can't remember. Tuesday? One day I was down there. And by the way, I did stop at Bay Country Bakery and took Robin home an elephant ear and got myself a cup of Rise Up coffee. And they have, don't tell my endocrinologist this, but they have maple-covered donuts. These are homemade donuts. I mean, these are Dave and Gina do all real donuts. They do them right there. You know, he likes to, I say, hey, Dave, how you doing today? He goes, making the dough. You know, one of those. But Dave's a fisherman. He hasn't had a lot of luck out there this year, but I don't think anybody else has. Anyway, I did get to talk to him the other day with my coffee. But this maple-covered donut, maple-glazed donut, it doesn't have, you know, a little smear of maple stuff on there. Oh, no. Yeah, it's about that thick, Chris. You're exactly right. And they make them two styles. They make them with the maple-covered with chocolate, you know, across the top, or shaved almonds. Yeah. And I just basically said to the young lady behind the counter, surprise me. Just if give me a maple donut, surprise me with one of them. And I got the chocolate one. And the elephant ears, I mean, whew, man, I tell you what. And the Rise Up coffee, I love it. So anyway, just a little extra plug there for Dave and Gina. Nice folks. Nice folks. So, yeah, you know, just like the commercial said, you might see me there. And there I was. Crab business is good. I've been to the picking houses. Let's see. One, two, visited three picking houses this past week, along with some other folks. Oyster business is good. Picking business is good. Crabs are nice. Crabs are nice. And, man, I'll tell you, if you ever have an opportunity to tour a picking house on the lower Chesapeake Bay, you get an opportunity to go and watch them pick crabs. It is absolutely amazing to watch them pick the jumbo lump and the, you know, and the standard crab meat and, you know, sort it all out into the cups and all that stuff. Great, great time. I love my job some days, you know. Took Robin home a crab cake from a local restaurant down there in Hooper's Island. All good. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. I'd like to hear your comments about what we talked about here this morning. Like it, hate it, don't want to hear it anymore. It's fine with me. I got a fishing trip planned this week. Yeah. But my buddy, who I've been fishing with one day a year for the last 10 years, I'm down with some type of a lower GI deal this week. He spent 4 days in the hospital. He found it. He's good. But I can't wait. Can't wait to go. It's my annual smallmouth bass fishing trip. Oh, yeah. Going to go. Enjoy that day. Let's see what Miss Rob. I should not, Miss Robin, I should not have revealed the fact that I had a maple donut and didn't share. Took the elephant ear hair home. And she shared that generously with me. But I guess we're going to have a conversation later today. Captain Don in the Bronx. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, man, I almost wrecked the car.
What?
With your singing and your commentary to the song, I'm telling you.
Look. You know, we do have laws here, you know?
We do, but you have to be careful not to be accused of profiling.
I'm not profiling anybody. I'm just, look, I am reading multiple press releases from the Maryland Department of Natural Resources. I can't make these up. I mean, these are the people's names.
I got you. And,
you know?
And that's why I sent it over to you. Because I knew you were
I figured I was paying my respects. I mean, trying to read the names in the way in which they were given at birth, you know?
Yeah.
When you have a name like Sven Leonel Nehera Bueco, I mean, you don't want somebody to butcher that and you know, mispronounce all that, right?
Yeah. well, I also want to say I enjoyed your story about the Honda River.
Yeah.
And for some reason, it intrigues me so much. I'm actually on the way home right now from up north.
Yeah.
I want to get my little five-dog boat. I want to get that over on the eastern shore and hang out a couple days and I'm going to try to put it in over there and see what I can do. Yeah.
Exactly. I ran across a guy who was driving down in Dorchester County on Tuesday, whatever day I was there. And driving along, and there's a guy that has a sign on his truck, and it's a guy I've been trying to get in contact with for the Crab Magazine forever, and he's fishing, okay, in this little slough on some back road in Dorchester County. So what are you fishing for? Snakehead? He goes, yeah, they're in here. And I looked at his rig and it looked like he was fishing for, you know,
Yeah.
Pickerel. I mean, it was basically a pickerel rig, you know, bull mini and a bobber. And I said, any luck? He goes, caught 15 today. I said, really? Huh. Any size? He said, yeah. He said, biggest one was 37 inches and 15 pounds. I said, you're kidding me. He goes, nope. And I said, that's amazing. He said, they're spawning right now. And he said, you got to get your bait next to the pairs as they swim side by side. You get your bait next to them and hope that the female, the bigger fish, grabs the bait before the male does. The male are smaller, of course, as with any, just about any species. And, you know, I'm thinking, man, this is cool. And I said, I might see you here someday. He goes, that'd be fine. Don't tell anybody. I said, where this is. I said, no, don't worry. I won't talk about it on the radio show at all. So, I mean, I talk about it, but I'm not going to tell you where it's at. So, yeah, how about that?
Well, so, I got to tell you, again, I'm enjoying the show, driving down here at 95, and I can say you almost made me wreck the car. I was laughing so hard.
Well, I'm sorry about that. Didn't mean to have you. I didn't want to cause an accident. So.
Okay, brother.
All right, brother. Well, talk to you soon. Thanks.
See ya.
Bye-bye. We'll take a break. We'll be right back with some closing remarks for the first hour right after this. Gun owners, your Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is celebrated at the Associated Gun Clubs of Baltimore. It's where I shoot. Since 1944, the AGC on Marriottsville Road has brought shooters together in a safe and friendly environment to enjoy the various shooting sports and to help them become better shooters. Why not see what the AGC has to offer and then sign up? Over 3,000 shooters call the AGC home, and you can too. New members, mention me and get a $10 discount on your range badge. For more information or to join an AGC club, call 410-296-3947. That's 410-296-3947 or visit associatedgunclubs.org. Redneck blinds are the best deer blinds on the planet. Do you need a blind for the field edge, deep in the woods, or on the marsh? Choose Redneck Blinds. They're built to last. Redneck's fiberglass hunting blinds, new soft side hunting blind, and the hay bale blinds provide great visibility and shot angles for your bow, gun, and crossbow hunting. Stephen House is your Maryland Redneck Blinds dealer. Check the Redneck Blind website, then call Stephen at 301-331-2500. Gun owners, hunters, and shooters, Hafer's Gunsmithing in Hagerstown, Maryland is your one-stop gun shop for sales, service, and training. Large selection of new and used guns, hafersguns.com. Large selection of ammo and reloading, hafersguns.com. Repairs, parts, or custom gunsmithing, hafersguns.com. Class 3 firearms, hafersguns.com. Check out their extensive 1,600-square-foot showroom, easy access from Interstates 81 and 70. Hafer's Gunsmithing, on the web at hafersguns.com or on Facebook at Hafer's Gunsmithing, 240-347-4906, above precision, beyond accurate. This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bedliner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
John Deere tractor, yeah, I work these fields sun up, sun down every day. I got a camo hat that says, get her done, and I believe in the American way. And I believe in God, and I believe I'll have a beer at the end of the day. 'Cause I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA. A Remington 870 pump is in my pickup truck. On the gun rack, and that's where she stays. I got a bumper sticker, says there ain't no life west of the Chesapeake Bay. I drink Budweiser beer in the 10-ounce can. Us locals call it the Shore Thing. I'm bona fide, certified, basic, Eastern Shore, redneck, USA.
All right, there we go. How about that? I like that. I like that song. And that's definitely the life on Maryland's Eastern Shore, of where I will soon reside. Very soon. So, can't wait. Can't wait to move to the Maryland's Eastern Shore. Should have done it many, many moons ago. But I didn't. But I should have. Now I'm gonna. Unless, of course, we're struck by a nuclear bomb. If that happens, we'll do our best to keep the show on the air, but no guarantees. Hoffman said, if there's ever going to be a nuclear war, I want to be at ground zero. Vaporized. You know, I'm sure where I'm going to wind up, and I'll just get there quicker. You know, I don't want to live like that. I don't want to live like a mole underground, having to protect my last quart of water with, you know, by killing somebody. Sorry. I mean, I'd do it if I had to, but I don't want to. So, just, you know, let me catch it when it right before it hits the ground. All right. We're at the end of the show for the first hour. I'll give you that sobering thought to think about. We'll be right back after the news. My name is Alan Ellis. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Now get out, stay safe, keep yourself protected.